Hey, welcome to TJ Fanatico Podcast. Because it just like, you know, we think, are people really getting enough opportunity to listen to us or watch us on the videos and everything?
Man.
And gosh darn it, we say no. You're not getting enough of us. So, this little piddling ass podcast is what my dad would say. You know, piddling. That we were fully ready to strike from the face of the earth until we found out that a lot of people listened to it, and then we said, "Well, okay, well, I guess we'll keep on."
I didn't. I stand by.
Just yeah.
Even if a million people.
Mm-hmm. A thousand million bajillion people.
100 million, if God was listening, I'd still ask you to cancel it.
Hey, he's always listening. Well, you need to remember that.
It might be true.
You know, some of the stuff you say.
Oh, well. Oh.
Potty mouth.
God's talking to me. He wants to know about your sleek wallet on the back of your phone, buddy. Is that right, God?
So, yeah, it's my little friend Jenny yesterday thought I had lost it. Not meaning thought I had gone crazy, but thought I had lost my my Wiley Jr. magnet wallet for my phone, because I was showing her something and I just popped it off, and she goes, "Where's it? Where's that wallet thing?" And I said, "I just took it off to show you this on my phone," and she thought it was just a sticker thing that goes on. I said, "No, it's a strong magnet. Look," and then showed her how it works and all that. And she's like, "Wow.
Oh,
you scared me."
Sweet Jenny.
I know. Bless. She hadn't been outside since 2011. No.
Basically,
just kidding.
She's basically Gypsy Rose.
But that is, but I mean, that is how great this is. People may not even know how good, because you've seen these things, the MagSafe is what I was looking for earlier. Mm-hmm. You've seen these things, but you haven't, I don't think people have seen one that's this high quality with the handsome leather and the strong magnet on it. So it's great. And, you know, I used to be a person that would walk around with, I don't know, $10,000, $15,000 worth of cash on me at all times. Right. But that gets bulky.
Yeah.
You know, you got that much cash on you, it gets bulky, kind of weighs you down. And so it was a lot of convincing for me just to be walking around with a few of my most important cards.
Yeah.
You know.
I remember when you used to carry all that cash and you'd hold it up in a stack next to your ear and act like you were talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just money.
Exactly. Or you remember when I started that fire in the studio that day? With all that cash,
mm-hmm.
you know, proving that I got money to burn.
Yeah, right. That was bad.
But, that's no longer part of my life.
Yeah.
Now that I've got the handsome, handsome Wally Jr. Mag, was that MagSafe wallet?
MagSafe.
Yeah. Love it.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got our five things that make a man look like a douchebag. And what are we on today?
Number two? I think.
Oh, yeah. You like better the five?
Yeah.
Or 10?
I think I could go either way. Okay. But
not 15 anymore. Never 15 do the didn't 15.
Make any sense.
No. Thank you.
Yeah. My refrigerator has a scale on it. It says you can adjust the temperature 1 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
7 being the coldest. I thought, what the hell kind of scale is this? It's 1 to 10, 1 to 5. Yeah. I don't know. 1 to 7?
Yeah. And would 1 need to be the coldest because it's 7. A lower temperature?
No, 7 is the coldest. I'm like staring at this like I'm, anyway, sorry. 1 to 5 works for me.
Yeah, some things just don't make sense. I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, so we will we'll get to number 2. Okay. Okay, I see what number 2 is. just refreshed myself. So hang on. That is coming up next. All right, welcome back. TJ Fanatico's podcast. Top five things that make a man look like a douchebag. Doesn't mean you are one. It just means that whenever you're doing this certain thing, you look like one. So far, we've had gold bracelets on a hairy arm, sunglasses inside or at night. Yesterday's was the popped collar. That makes you look like that. But before we get into this one today, is there a female version of douchebag as far as an insult? Like, what would be the female comparable name for a douchebag? Because you never would call women that. Like, although, she's such a douchebag.
Yeah, it would make more sense.
Because they're the only ones that would use the...
would use the douche. I don't know that there is an equivalent. It's like a douchebag is a loser that's trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see a
cheesy, you know, is a, you know, goes along with being a debag.
I don't see the other one. I don't know what it is.
Do people call women jerks? Are you a jerk? I don't think that
really.
They get called that very much. They get called mainly the insults that women are assigned. Women say you can't call them that.
Yeah. They got a lock on that.
Yeah. Like, you can't call a woman a bitch anymore. Or they'll go crazy.
Unless they're saying it to each other.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
It's different.
That's a good deal.
Heck yeah.
You know, how they've worked that.
You can't say that.
Yeah.
Okay. We just accepted it. Yeah.
Man, I used to call a group of them who were being mean a bunch of bitches. That was always a bunch of bitches.
You bunch of bitches.
That was fun. Not anymore. Not in 2024. Not unless you want to just come across as a real douchebag.
Yeah. Exactly.
But that is something that even, okay, well, you say, well, what if they are acting mean and evil and all this? What, you can't call them that, even if it's true?
Yeah, right.
No, not a man can't call a woman. Well, isn't that convenient? Mm-hmm. What a great deal you've got there going for you. We ought to just do that. Like, women, you know, pick out whatever insult that, oh, yeah, it's not good to call a man a chauvinist or a misogynist anymore. Don't you dare call a man a misogynist.
Can't say that.
Hell no. It's hurtful, demoralizing, dehumanizing. No. Mm-mm. Not in this day and age.
Yeah. And I would fight that good fight, but, you know, I'd be tired.
Yeah.
I'd be
tired. You can't call a man an a-hole anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
They call us that all the time.
They do?
Yeah, women's. I know the things they say.
I know.
All right, so today, number two, thing that makes you look like a douchebag, crossbody purses.
Oh, the crossbody purse.
Yep, and you notice I didn't say man purse or merce or man bag, because a purse is a purse.
You called it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crossbody purse. That's what it is.
Yeah.
If it's got a Louis Vuitton logo on it, it's a crossbody purse. If you got it from Kohl's, it's a crossbody purse. Doesn't matter. You look like a douche. I like this one.
Okay. So here's the question, though, Riggins. Does a man look more like a douche if he's wearing the crossbody purse or a fanny pack?
The crossbody purse.
I think so, too, because the fanny pack, you just don't care what people think.
You don't care, and it's also serving... I mean, I think for the most part, serving a purpose, it's holding mm-hmm. things. But I think the crossbody bag, you want people to know, hey, I have a purse on.
Right.
I want everybody to know I'm wearing a purse. It's right in the middle of my body.
Now, there's this guy that I follow on the social medias. I don't know exactly where he's from. He has an accent, and he's a black guy. A little bit. I don't think he's as old as I am, but he's not a young guy.
Okay.
And he's... he teaches all of this stuff about fashion, men's fashion, and the proper way to wear a suit. And he's got this really great voice. It's so deep, and you want to make sure that the trouser is not mixed with your suit coat. Your suit jacket does not need to be worn with a separate trouser. And he's always, I think, spot on with this stuff. Because when I used to be, you know, care about how I was dressed and keep up with men's, you know, the classic rules.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not wearing brown shoes with a dark colored suit, you know, that gets blown up now. Like it doesn't even exist.
I know. Everybody
says this guy doesn't play that, though. He's like, this is the way you do it.
Okay.
So he was talking about the other day about where to keep your personal effects. And he said, because you want all of your clothes to be, you know, uniform and smooth. So when he sees men with a big phone bulging in their front pocket or a big wallet in their back pocket, it throws off the aesthetics of the entire presentation of the outfit that the man is wearing. And so as I'm listening, I'm thinking, well, there's only one solution for that. Cause he also said, and you have you don't want to bulge in your jacket, your suit jacket. And, you know, so I'm thinking there's only one thing that he could be talking about. And then he said, I carry a bag. It's a simple bag. And he pulled it up and it looked like, have you ever seen a bank deposit bag that businesses use? It looked a little bit like that, just a little bit bigger, just a zip top. It wasn't fancy or anything like that. But at the same time, I'm looking at it and go, well, that's still a purse and I'm not carrying a purse.
Yeah, that is 100%.
It's a clutch. It's a clutch, basically, is what it is.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Yeah. You're at a party and you're supposed to just lug this thing around? No. That's the solution?
No. But he'll always go back in history and show, like, men who would carry these bags back in whatever times in history and stuff. But, yeah.
If you're a high fashion model, maybe then that you don't want to mess up the profile by having your phone bulge out on your in your pocket a little bit, but come on.
But that's only while you're, you know, on the runway or having the photo shoot done. Yeah.
If you're a regular person, that's ridiculous.
I just can't imagine having to keep up with a bag all the time, even if it wasn't feminine, which it is feminine. I don't care what anybody says. We have things that are established as being feminine and masculine. And carrying a man carrying a purse is a feminine look. It could have John Deere or Caterpillar written all over it. It's still, you know, a man carrying a purse in our culture is feminine.
Yeah.
You could be a Hell's Angel and be able to eat a gear shift if somebody paid you $50 to do it. But when you pick up a purse, that's a feminine thing.
You'd go, oh, there's a guy carrying a purse.
Yeah. And that looks feminine.
Yeah.
Now, that guy could probably come over and beat my ass in a hurry, but that doesn't change the fact that a purse is feminine.
Yeah. You do see those crossbody purses on a lot of guys now.
Mm-hmm. That crossbody designer purse in the middle, and you're just like, oh, look how cool. I'm flexing because I got this designer bag right in the middle of my chest, and then you become a designer bag yourself, a douchebag.
Yeah. Maybe just being too into fashion is kind of makes you kind of a douche.
No, because you can be into fashion that's understated. You know, you just want to make sure that things match and that you don't, like, you can be into fashion that you're so aware of what goes with what because you don't want to look like a douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, I know somebody who's got the Louis Vuitton man, quote unquote, crossbody bag.
Okay.
But it's a woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She likes the way that particular bag looked.
Sure.
More so than than the traditional colors of Louis Vuitton and all that stuff.
Yeah. There's only one guy I know of that wears the crossbody regularly. He's kind of a big guy, but he's definitely way too into fashion. He's a big guy, but he wears skinny jeans, cowboy boots, very focused on like the curl of his mustache.
Yeah.
It's a weird combination of looks all crunched into one, and he's always got the Louis crossbody bag. I'll show you a picture. You know him. He's an incredible douche. Just from the pictures, I can just tell.
You know who you wouldn't see walking around in a daggone crossbody purse?
Damn, Waylon.
No, hell no. I'm talking about in today's times. You wouldn't see that fan recruiter on those Modelo commercials walk around with that.
You're right. No, hell no, you wouldn't.
Mm-mm. You would not see that.
You ain't seen no crossbodies at the damn Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Hell no. You know who else you ain't going to see was one? Rambo.
Sly.
Yeah. Now, you might see Sly with one coming out of the gym or something. You know.
Don't know what's going on.
But you wouldn't see none of his characters wearing one.
No, I don't think so.
Except maybe that one that was in Rhinestone, where Dolly Parton trained him to be a singer.
Oh, yeah. Rhinestone.
Sam Elliott ain't gonna wear one. Sam Elliott. I'll tell you that. Hell no.
But you know who might? Kevin Costner.
Yeah,
I can totally see him wearing one.
Hmm.
Kind of a rugged guy, but there's clearly, you know.
Do you think that there's a possibility more with Kevin Costner wearing a crossbody man purse because he likes younger women, and that the younger woman would be kind of pushing him into doing it? Oh, this is great. Everybody's doing this. This is so in style.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Everybody's doing this.
Yeah. And when you're you've always been good looking and you get older, I think there's a natural inclination to sort of recreate when you were the hottest of your life. That's when he
met him. I just know how bothersome it is when I've got any type of bag with me. Like if I'm going to meet somebody for lunch and I need my computer or whatever, if it's a lunch meeting, I hate walking in with that computer bag over my shoulder. It's just, you know, where do I put it? It's always in the way. Walking through the airport with a carry-on and you gotta sit down and where are you gonna put this and gotta keep up with that when you go get a beer at the restaurant. No.
Mm-hmm. And what you got in that bag? I mean, really?
You mean in the purse?
Yeah.
Really? Well, they have the same. They probably have a wallet in there that could have easily gone in their pocket.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't need
phone, it. Whole thing, lipstick,
tampon,
all of it. Summer's Eve
for you douchebag.
All right, so we'll finish out the list tomorrow. We'll see you then.